Welcome to the Run Lift Mom podcast, where we're talking about running, lifting, and momming, not necessarily in that order. Today, we're squarely in the momming category. Whether you are the mom or shopping for your mom, this is the Mother's Day gift guide. I've got some ideas for you that are tangible gifts that you can wrap up and hand over, things that don't cost any money, as well as experience gifts. So listen on, be inspired to brainstorm and give the perfect gift. Does the mother in your life love her some Peloton? Like, is that totally her jam? Okay, the first recommendation I have for you is a shirt from Sarah Marie Design Studio, and it says, wait for it, I'm doing Peloton, girl, shh. Yeah, that shh is a four-letter word. It begins with H. It doesn't say it on the shirt. There's actually a little asterisk, so it is like safe around the kids. But you guys, it is adorable and cute. And you know, if the mama you're shopping for loves her Peloton, she is going to light up like Christmas when she sees this, except it'll be Mother's Day. If you are listening to this episode at the time it is being aired for Mother's Day 2021 or Military Spouse Appreciation Day 2021, all of the Erin Condren Life Planners are 50% off. Yes, they are half off. And you can get that vertical layout that will fit those mini post-its perfectly to plan your workouts if you've got the Run Lift Mom flexible training system. Now, I know what you're thinking. You're like, this girl is bananas. She wants me to buy a 2021 planner and a quarter of the year has already gone by. Here's what you're going to do, friends. Here's why this makes it a great Mother's Day gift. You are going to take those months that have already passed, January, February, March, and you are going to go back and you're going to write in memories that you have with this woman or things this woman has achieved that you are proud of or just something that will be special to her specific to January 2021, February 2021, March 2021. You are celebrating milestones or memories with her, and that's what makes it such an awesome gift. Yes, I'm recommending that you get this thing out of the package, you open it up, and you just put some of your own personality in there. This is like writing inside of a book jacket, but it's something special that you are doing for her. Then she's got the remainder of the year to use that life planner. And you guys, this thing is fantastic. And if you really want to be a baller, include some post-its or some awesome colored gel pens to go along with it. I'm going to put links in the details, of course, for all of these things, but to include the Erin Condren life planner, which is currently 50% off. If you are listening to this episode when it's not 50% off, let me tell you, at full retail price, this thing is the bomb. I've bought it at full retail price for the last 5 years. I'm a busy triplet mom and military spouse, and I've got no regrets. Alouette has 3 different Mother's Day bundles that are fantastic, y'all, and they save you anywhere from 25% to 50% off. The ones that I want to recommend for mother runners are the hand polish and hand cream duo, and this is for obvious reasons. For that mother runner, look, her feet just aren't going to be maybe as beautiful and so fresh and so clean as she wants them to be. And so what she can do is use the hand polish on her feet and then that hand cream and keep them in socks for a few hours and they will be nice and smooth and soft. This also works on calloused barbell hands. As a side note, this is different from the enzyme peel. The hand polish is more like a scrub scrub, and be careful that you don't eat it because it smells straight up like an oatmeal cookie. It's real nice. But this is something that you can use on your hands or your feet. And then that Hand Couture is our hand cream. It's anti-aging and it is luxurious and fantastic. The other that I want to recommend with a bundle right now, it's $33 instead of a retail $44. And keep in mind, you can use your listener discount on these bundles too. Yes. But this is the Visible Aid and Nutra Hydrating Mist. These are two that are fantastic. The Visible Aid, think of this as a multi-purpose balm that you can use for anything from scrapes, right? If you like fall on the trail, to bug bites, if you're doing those early morning or maybe late night runs. And then that Nutra Hydrating Mist is wonderful as a post long run treat, but then it also helps everything else absorb more nicely. I'm talking skincare. My husband even uses it after he Mr. Clean style shaves his head. Both of these items are multi-purpose, really fantastic. That Visible Aid, if you've got an expectant mother in your life, she can use it to prevent stretch marks on her belly. And then if she's got more left in the tube, when baby comes, she can use it as a barrier cream so the little one doesn't get diaper rash. I mean, you guys, I could go on and on and on. These products are great. Again, there are three different Mother's Day bundles. I will link those in the show notes. The ones that I recommend for mother runners, though, are going to be on the skincare side, and that's the Hand Couture and Hand Polish Duo or the Visible Aid and Nutra Hydrating Mist Duo. Don't forget to use your listener discount. Whoa, Nelly. If you are listening to this episode at the time that it releases or any time before Tuesday, April 27th, 2021, I want to let you know that Alouette is having a private flash sale. You guys, I can't say what the sale is because this is a public feed and it's a private sale, but in the show notes, you're either going to click details or swipe up. You can email me. I'm Susie@runliftmompod.com. Again, click details or swipe up. You'll be able to tap right there. Just say, what's the sale? And I will let you know. These prices are the best I have seen yet in 2021 with Alouette. So it's something you're definitely going to want to jump on. And the timing for Mother's Day is perfect. My next suggestion is part experience and part freebie. Here's what I mean by experience. I'm recommending a race. Yes, Mama, if you're listening to this for ideas of things that you can ask for, ask your family for a race and everything that goes with it. So you're not only asking for the registration, you're also asking for that race weekend, be it the travel, the lodging, as well as grace on training Saturdays or Sundays or whenever you do it. It's the whole package. It's the whole deal. And I've got to tell you, I know this from experience. If you are a minimalist, this is a great gift. And then also this is a really great gift because when you do that race, you're able to say, yeah, this was my Mother's Day 2021 gift. And it's just a really cool, significant thing. If you are listening to this and you are shopping for a loved one, I want to also recommend that there's a freebie associated. I've got a half marathon training schedule right now ready for you. It is the flexible training schedule. It's perfect for busy moms who might not be able to follow a schedule that says Monday X, Tuesday X, Wednesday X. They need some flexibility, but they also need to be able to hit the performance time that they have in mind. Go to runliftmompod.com/half. That's HALF. You can get that free download. It's typically a $30 value, and that's what you can give to mom on Mother's Day. You will have something in hand, and then perhaps you can pick out a race together. If you really want to assume that you know her schedule best, maybe you are using a resource like runninginthusa.com. That's one of my favorite websites for picking out races. And in this case, you'll just look out 12 weeks from Mother's Day. You'll find something in the neighborhood of the date that you are looking for. And what I really really love about running in the USA.com is you can look in the area of the country. So you will filter by state, region, or even Canadian province. Haven't forgotten about you, my neighbors to the north. You can filter out by geography, and then you can filter out by distance. In this case, it's 13.1 or half marathon, and you can choose that race. Perhaps you hand over the half marathon training schedule. Again, this is a $30 value and it's free. And then you create a short list of race experiences that you would love to give her. So I'm talking the destination and the weekend. The sky's the limit here. It's a really great thing to ask for or perhaps to gift. The next recommendation that I have is not going to cost you anything except time. What I'm recommending is time, either in small increments like 1 and 2 hours, so the mother in your life can get that long run done, can sleep in or take a nap, or even take a full shower and wash and dry her hair. Maybe it's at a longer increment, like a weekend or an overnight. These are fantastic gifts, and friend, if you are giving a Mother's Day gift, you are in that mama's inner circle of people she loves and trusts to watch her children. There are a lot of times that we want that time to ourselves, but we feel bad about asking for it. Do I sound like I'm speaking from experience? Because I am. Or we feel guilty about it. So it becomes a really nice indulgence for Mother's Day. There are two ways to go about this. Either you can create your own certificate to wrap up and gift on Mother's Day on something like canva.com, that's C-A-N-V-A. I will put that link in the show notes as well. But you know what else I'm also going to put in the show notes? I'm going to put a certificate you can just print out. You can print it out and you can fill in the amount of time you are gifting. Maybe each of the children are gifting, like, you know, 2 hours of time or whatever. I'm going to put that in the show notes and then you can print it out and use it. That is what we call an easy button. And if you are a mama listening to this episode, you can also just hand that link over to your loved one and say, this is what I want for Mother's Day or Military Spouse Appreciation Day. Here's another freebie I am happy to pass on. A couple weeks ago, I collaborated with some other content creators, you know, the types like YouTubers, Instagrammers, podcasters, to put together a wellness journal. I really believe in the power of journaling and recording what's happening in your life, both for physical as well as emotional and mental well-being. I also believe that it needs to be pen and paper. I know there are a lot of really fantastic apps out there that allow you to record things, but I believe that your health deserves a space of its own and your phone is entirely too crowded. So I'm going to link in the show notes a PDF that you can download. You guys, this one's long because it's intended to last you the entire year. Yours truly is featured on page 16. So check out my little blip about gratitude and the power of gratitude. What you're going to find here, though, is a basic blank template to be recording about your well-being, as well as tips from content creators. Enjoy! If we're connected on Instagram, I'm RunLiftMomPod. You saw me a couple of weeks ago refresh my activewear. And what that means is I took all my old stuff and I did a stripping technique that actually makes them smell good again. This is a really great hack also for towels that you want to refresh. But here's the thing, it's an all-day affair. And here's where Mother's Day comes in. You are going to do this for your loved one. So in the show notes, I'm going to give you the recipe and the instructions for doing this. And the beautiful thing about this is you're going to do this for the mother in your life. You're going to do it for her. It's an all-day affair that takes kind of checking on every hour for about 6 hours. So yes, this is another one that's not going to cost you anything except time. But what it will do on the other end, it's going to make all of her running gear smell delightful. It's going to rescue and salvage some things that she thought she was just going to have to put straight to not even Goodwill, like the trash can. It is fantastic, but it's something that us mother runners, we don't have time to do as often as we should. If you really want to be a baller, you will do her colors, you will do her blacks and grays, and then you will also offer to refresh those towels. That's probably going to be a two-day affair from front to finish. Do it when you're not going to be out and about. You'll be home to manage this. You guys, this is a fantastic gift. It costs time. If you've got teenagers, this is something really great they can do for mama. Thank you so much for listening to this gift guide episode. All of the links for everything discussed, it's in the show notes. All you got to do is click details or swipe up. You will see everything there. Thank you so much for listening. Happy Mother's Day. And until I get into your earpiece again, remember, for while bodily training is of some value, godliness is of value in every way, as it holds promise for the present life and also for the life to come. That's from 1 Timothy 4:8, and this has been the Run Lift Mom Podcast.